Bible Principles versus Customs of Men. In the ninth chapter of Nehemiah, the works of the Lord in behalf of His people are recorded. The sins of the people in turning from God are pointed out. These sins had separated them from God, and He had permitted them to be brought under the control of heathen nations. This history has been recorded for our benefit. What has been will be, and we need to look to God for counsel. We must not trust to the counsel of men. We need increased discernment, that we may distinguish between truth and error. The history of the children of Israel shows the sure result of turning from Bible principles to the customs and practices of men. The Lord will not serve with any plans which gratify the selfishness of men, and blight His work. He will not give prosperity to devices that lead away from fidelity to His commandments. He demands that the talents lent to man shall be used in keeping His way, in doing justice and judgment, whether it be to break down or to restore and build up. God would not have us follow the wisdom of men who have disregarded His word, and made themselves a reproach by their practices and counsels.
See, Volume 1, p. 1103.
Unite in a solemn covenant. It would be a scene well-pleasing to God and angels, would His professed followers in this generation unite, as did Israel of old, referring especially to the revival in the days of Nehemiah, in a solemn covenant to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord our Lord, and His judgments and His statutes.